Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch says hundreds of internally displaced Muslims in the Central African Republic are being refused evacuation by the United Nations peacekeepers. Muslims are living in terrible conditions in several cities, including Kakno and Berberati, and are desperate to flee due to rising violence. According to the NGO, the UN peacekeepers and the interim government do not allow them to leave, while neither provide any security assistance.
Three times. I've tried to leave on a commercial convoy heading to Cameroon. Once everyone in this camp tried to leave with the convoy, but the international peacekeepers made us get out.
The Central African Republic has witnessed deadly unrest since December 2012 when Christian militias launched coordinated attacks against the mostly Muslim Seleka group. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Johnny Miller, who is a journalist, and he's joining us live now from London via Skype. Now, Johnny, of course, you were on the ground there in the Central African Republic, and you've seen, of course, a lot of these atrocities that are taking place on both sides. Does this come as a surprise to you that peacekeepers are essentially working against the citizens almost?
Well, what comes as a surprise is I was on the ground there about 8 months ago, of course. The height of the violence was about a year today, about a year around the same time. But I was there about 8 months ago. In towns outside the capital where there were hundreds of Muslims living surrounded by anti-Balaka forces, largely armed with machetes. Now, then they were facing daily attacks by anti-Balaka militias. Some of the Muslims were carrying weapons as well in order to defend themselves. So what's shocking is that 8 months on, there are still these enclaves of hundreds of Muslims waiting there in daily fear of their lives. I spoke to a number of them who'd lost family members just recently. So that's what's shocking, although I do have some kind of sympathy with the United Nations as well. There simply aren't enough peacekeepers there to guarantee the Muslims' safety, whether they stay in that area or whether they try to leave. And of course, the other issue as well is that if the United Nations and the peacekeepers start transporting these Muslims away from where they are now, they're effectively participating in ethnic cleansing. Some parts of the CIR have been completely cleansed of the Muslim population. So the debate is, well, shouldn't we try to stop Muslims and Christians killing each other there rather than taking the whole Muslim population out of the country? So there are certainly political decisions to be made, while also there clearly aren't enough peacekeepers there from the United Nations or from other African countries.
Of course, at one point, at least, Johnny, France was supposed to be leading this effort to keep peace in that country. What do you think went wrong there?
Well, a lot of people blame the French. When the French came, they say that's when a lot of the violence started. There's a lot of fear that the French are there more than anything else in order to manipulate the political process which is going on there in order to make sure their person gets the new president job and so that they can control the country. So there's a lot of anger towards the French now. When I was there, a lot of people, local people, thought I was French, being white, and there was anger towards me. So there's a lot of anger, not just towards the French peacekeepers, but also other African peacekeepers who people blame for not doing enough or indeed trying to manipulate the political protests. So there's a lot of blame to go around here. But what's still shocking is that a year on from the violence, there's still Muslims and Christians killing each other, and there's not enough political action being taken within the country from powers like France or from the United Nations.
Exactly, and I want to speak about the politics here, because certainly I would imagine the government within the Central African Republic itself should be doing more here as well.
Yeah, they have a new government, a transitional government at the moment, headed by Catherine Samba-Panza. A lot of people are critical of her, saying that she was effectively put in by the French. There's also fears now that the country may split with Muslims in the north, Christians in the south. A lot of protests on the streets still. So clearly, inside the country, there's not enough being done as well.
Okay, Johnny, as always, thanks very much for that. That was Johnny Miller, journalist, who was speaking to us live from London.